putting the Employment Post classifieds on the internet a new venture for you?
Certainly. Now we're basically giving all people that advertise in our newspaper the opportunity of getting greater exposure for those employment opportunities and bringing people and jobs together, literally, through the internet.
When you're putting out a newspaper, it's relatively simple to work out your circulation. How are you going to work out those sorts of details when you're on the internet?
Well, that's a tricky area, and at this stage I consider myself a novice as far as this technology is concerned. Now, it's estimated that there's at least 500,000 internet users in Australia, and that information has been provided to us through the company that's doing the service for us. But no detailed and specific market research has been done as yet that actually gives us the demographics, of the users themselves.
Now, by putting the Employment Post classifieds on the internet, what do you hope to achieve?
Well, basically people in Western Australia now that can log on the internet could have access to our jobs going on in Sydney. So basically anyone from anywhere in Australia can access these jobs, which are predominantly New South Wales jobs, and apply for them.
Do you see a change in the way that the Employment Post will go about classifieds? Do you think you'll get much more interest in actually putting jobs in there from outside New South Wales?
Definitely. For one thing, now the benefit for advertisers is that we're fairly inexpensive as far as the classifieds are concerned in the newspaper, but now for absolutely no charge at all, they get listed automatically on the internet just by being included in the paper. So there's no charge there. They get double the exposure, a bit more than double anyway, for their actual jobs. We're getting people jobs that way. And that's a good way of pulling in and more advertising. More employment opportunities for the paper itself.
Yeah, so an additional benefit there. What about the sort of people who are going to look up this? Will they be looking for specifically computer-related jobs, or do you think they'll be chasing any sorts of jobs at all?
Okay, there's two options. There are two types of possibilities. Well, one thing is that the internet user is obviously someone with some kind of a computer literacy, and more than likely they'll be looking for jobs that are computer or science related within that discipline. However, those same people that are using the internet have brothers or sisters or friends that might be after employment in a trade related occupation. And with the internet, that information is available and accessible to everybody.
How difficult a process is it to actually get those classified ads onto the internet?
Well, as I said, I'm quite a novice. I basically handed over my database to the actual internet provider, AusNet, and they took care of the rest. But apparently it is quite a complicated process, and one that required, from our end, quite a few weeks to get it right and operational.
And I suppose one added benefit is that these jobs are basically out there on the internet as soon as they're posted on your database.
Exactly. In fact, they're on the internet probably a day before they come out on print.
And is it changing the way? Do you see yourself as an electronic publisher now rather than a newspaper publisher?
Well, at the moment, we're still a newspaper publisher. I think it's a long way before we see everything going on the internet. But certainly now you're looking at schools. I remember Bob Carr back in January saying that he'd like to link all schools on the internet. Now, something like that would benefit anybody on the internet, people like ourselves now, whereby students can actually access jobs. as they're coming out of school, access jobs through that system. Right at the moment, I think about less than 5% of schools are linked onto the internet. I know most universities are. So yeah, it's going to change the way we operate, and we will be moving from print to electronic media. Definitely, internet's the way to go, I think, in the future. Anyway, just a matter of more people receiving training and education in that area.